And the Lord said this to me. The devil wants you to be quiet. The devil wants you to be quiet. He wants you to shut up. He wants you to just stand there. He wants you to just lay there. He wants you to just sit there. He wants you not to say anything or praise God or do anything. Because when you open your mouth, things change. You got to know that. Yeah, it's true. We have authority. We have power. We have rivers of living water flowing from the inside of us. When we're praising God here in this moment and this time, you're kicking the devil in the teeth. Just thought I'd tell you that. Go ahead.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
I'll take you at
Seek your face, Jesus. Oh, have your way, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Right now we turn our hearts and our minds and our affections towards you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
For the earth. He's the Savior of the world. Come on.
exalt the name of Jesus. I exalt the name of Jesus. I exalt the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All hail King Jesus. All do. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, King of the universe. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you for being our Messiah. Thank you for coming, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you that right now you are the high priest of our confession. Yes. We thank you for that. You manage us right now. You're managing our words right now. We thank you for that, Lord. Jessie pricked my spirit. She said something about changing. She was prophesying, so the Lord really said it, about the atmosphere is changing. And the Lord said this to me. He said, not only the atmosphere out here, but the atmosphere in your body. What atmosphere your mind built that caused your body to malfunction? I know intake can cause that and stress can take, but a lot of times your mind will cause physical reactions, or you have a physical reaction and your mind goes with it. So right now in the name of Jesus, everyone, just put your hand like right here on your middle, on your belly, right here. In the name of Jesus, right now, rivers of living water, rivers of living water, right now, rivers of living water flow through, flow up, flow through, flow up and flow through, flow up and flow through. In Jesus' name, clear out that atmosphere, clear out the heart area. Clear out all the area inside you right now in Jesus' name. This is what John G. Lake would do, and he didn't have any, he had divine health. He would release the Spirit of God into his body from his inside. So right now in the name of Jesus, we call you healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Whatever you've coped with leaves you right now. Your brain is cleared out. Your lungs are cleared out. Your kidneys are cleared out. Your heart is cleared out. Your intestines are cleared out. Your stomach is cleared out. Your ears are cleared out. Your sinuses are cleared out. Your knees, your joints are cleared out. We call you healed in Jesus' name. And we release the atmosphere of healing in this room right now. Praise the Lord. If you agree with that, say amen, and you may be seated. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's a beautiful day. Thank God for the anointing. Let's go to Matthew 6:24. We're going to receive our offering right now. We're doing things a little bit different today. This is the space where we usually call you up for prayer, but we just pray for you. And you just release the power in your body. So take it. Yes. Believe God for it. Take it. Amen. Matthew 6:24. Hallelujah. God is good. Are you there? Praise God. Glory. Oh, when I say glory, when you get there, I always think about Virginia. She was really fast on the draw. Okay, I kind of think she was just saying glory before she got there. But no matter what, I tell you this, she's saying glory right now. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for healing Gladys and Eldred this morning. We thank you, Lord, whatever bump or bruise they had coming out today, we declare that they're safe and sound now and healed in Jesus' name. And, Father, we lift up Lance to you. We thank you for the rest of his healing in Jesus' name. We love Gloria and Lance. We thank you that they'll return soon to us. And we thank you, Lord, for your presence in their lives. We thank you for healing them in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters. Agree? For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, okay? You cannot serve God and serve mammon at the same time. One's going to be above the other, right? Okay, so you could say this. Now, don't get in a hurry right now, church. Listen to me, because I'm going to walk you through something that will help you and it will help other people. You can help other people with this. You could say right here, you could absolutely say right here that you cannot serve God and wealth. You could say that. Because it's true. You cannot serve wealth. It serves you. Okay? So, which is exactly what the word goes on to say here when you begin to read the rest of it. And to help you understand what we would say, you cannot serve God and mammon, money, possessions, fame, status, or whatever is valued more than the Lord. So whatever is value more than the Lord, it's gonna outweigh how you feel about God. Yeah. So, this word mammon, people just want to just stick money in there, but it's more like how you personally deal with money yourself. Because money is no different than a hammer. It's a tool. But depending on how you use it will depend on how things, turn out for you. So, this is not about being rich. Listen, poor people serve mammon. People that don't have enough serve mammon. People that are greedy serve mammon. People that are religious serve mammon. Okay? Rich people usually, you know, greedy people serve mammon because they won't give anything because they have fear that they won't have enough. Rich people serve mammon when they use it as a source of power to manipulate. Now, you've seen that big time in the United States. Don't think the demonstrators weren't paid off. They were. They're paid off. People like that get paid to do those kind of jobs. Amen. And so on and so on. So, that's why we have a problem with people who get in high positions. You know what lobbying is? People get paid or get bought out for different reasons. Amen. We'll talk about that in just a minute. That's serving mammon. But we are called to prosperity. We're called to take the ability of God and bless mankind. We have that ability to take his ability to bless mankind. And that includes money and goods. So who doesn't like the prosperity message? Number one, religious people don't like the prosperity message. They grew up listening to something from the pulpit and they're taught, oh, those are just the blab-it-grab-it prosperity people who, they just want your money. Yet they turn around and say that it's humble to not have enough, and yet they're begging for money to get their projects done.
Yeah.
But prosperity people, including prosperity preachers, don't have to beg for money. They depend on God. Our job is to get the word out, not to get the money in. Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but you need to know this. It'll help somebody. Maybe somebody online needs to hear this. So, religious people are judgy. I'm just going to tell you, religious people are judgy. They say things like, those people don't need jets and fancy homes. I do know how the devil gets that started. But I'm going to tell you something. If planes had been available in Abraham's time, he'd have had a good one. He would have. But religious people think being broke or mediocre is humble. That has nothing to do with humility. If you look real close into that, you can see that's absolutely not the truth. So being ignorant, not stupid, church, ignorant. That means they just don't have the right truth. They don't know the Word of God very well, and so they don't understand the blessing. We understand the blessing. It's the commission that God placed, started with Adam, went to Abraham. We'll skip all in between, although it hit every one of the patriarchs. But when we get to Abraham, we see God saying, I'm going to bless you. Why? So you can be a blessing. So there's where we have a commission. Be blessed so you can bless. Yes. That's our commission. That's how we all live. Religious people don't like that. They don't feel like that's right, but they need to come out of religion into reality. Amen. And so when they get around truth long enough, they usually come out. And I was one of those. I was just ignorant of all of it. But when I saw the blessing and the prosperity message, I was like, well, that's sure better than the way I've been living. Amen. Now I can do something. Now I can help somebody. Now I can be where I need to be. If you're broke, you can't help anybody. Amen. You can't get in with someone and help what's going on. Now, the other group, there are three groups, the religious people, the greedy people, and also the ignorant people. The greedy people, now that's fear-based. Here's what it means. They don't trust God. They hold everything back because they're afraid they won't have enough. Mm. Amen. Mm-hmm. We won't be able to tithe because we don't have enough. That's wrong thinking, honey. That's backwards right there. Because if you tithe, you will have enough. If you give, you will overflow. And that's just the truth of it. I'm believing that Bobby's going to get to take off work one day and be here on a Sunday, because Bobby told me at our leaders meeting, he said, man, when I found out that if I tithed on the gross, he said, I tripled my income. And he found that out. He understands that. Well, you know, it absolutely works. Why? Because the blessing gets involved.
Right.
The blessing is involved. Mammon is you managing out of your flesh. But if you manage with God, you're going to have everything you need. That doesn't mean you sow all your bread, you sow everything you have. It means you listen to God and give what he says to give. So, here's the truth. If you work for money, or you have money coming in, and you're not a giver, you're serving mammon. Because you're not plugged into anything else. Now, I want to say this before we receive the offering. People who serve mammon sell out. Mm-hmm. They're going to pick going after wealth before going after God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. They can't be here on Sunday because they got to work. Now, I understand some people have to. Bobby comes on Wednesday night. It's his job yesterday. I understand that. I know he would be here if he could. We will find ways to get to do that. So I'm not trying to, say Bobby's bad or something like that. But what I'm saying is people a lot of times will choose things over what God is doing, and they'll choose to fight for their finances, go after their finances instead of serving God. Now, let's just move a little further on that. Can you be bought? Now, an interesting thing happened in America this week. Carrie Lake was offered a bribe. She did not take it. What a champion.
Yeah.
Are we like Carrie? Because we can fuss all day long about the politicians. Mm. But what about us?
Wow.
Can we be bought? Are we going to serve God? It's quiet in here when that air goes off, isn't it? Are we going to serve God, or are we going to serve mammon? Please understand me. I'm not picking on you. Sometimes you got to get the ox out of the ditch. Sometimes you got to do this. I'm not picking on you for that. But I'm just talking about heart. Right. I'm talking, what comes first? Right. What comes first? Would you just sell out? Mm-hmm. I've seen people come in here so broke they, you know, they can't even pay attention. As Charles Capps used to say, just broke, just can't do it. Came in, heard the message, did real good, and then said, I got a job over in such and such county, and I'm leaving, because, you know, immediately the money moved them.
Wow.
Now, if God moved them, that's good. But if the money moved them, that's not good. It's not good. So I'm just encouraging you today, as God prospers you, don't let the devil fool you into a distraction of changing your priorities. Amen? Father, we thank you for every prosperous person. We thank you that they are blessed. We thank you, Lord, that we trust you in finances and we will not sell out. Money is not our God. We serve God and his kingdom. And we thank you, Lord, that we're blessed because of that. And we call money in. Yes, we do. We declare our harvest comes in Jesus' name. We have a lot to do for the kingdom of God. We have a lot to do, and we thank you for all the blessings for our houses, our homes, our cars, everything that you've given us. We thank you for that, Lord, because you have always provided for your people. You are the provider. That verse there goes on to tell us that. Take no thought saying what you're going to eat or drink or wear, because your Father knows what you need, and he will provide. So that tells us right there that he wants to be Father. He wants to be provider, and we're going to receive it from him in Jesus' name. Yes. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We bless you for it. Thank you, Lord. We're not worried about money. And I just want to say one more thing to anyone listening, because there's no one in this room that doesn't agree with me, I believe. If you're against the prosperity message, then you're allowing the curse to operate in your life. So, no. No. Don't yoke yourself to the curse.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Because you're not cursed. You're blessed. Don't yoke yourself and get under the lie of it in Jesus' name. That was just for somebody right there. You choose blessing or curse. Spelled out in Deuteronomy 28, which one is which? Wealth is not under the curse. It's under the blessing. Amen. Health is under the blessing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Like it or not, you're going to have to learn the truth about it. Get over yourself. Amen. This is what the Bible says. Too bad people don't find out for themselves instead of, I'm going to say it, believing something that's convenient to their flesh. Amen. Thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we thank you that we are tithers and we are givers. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing on our life. We thank you for blessing in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the devourer being already rebuked. We thank you for the windows of heaven being open. We thank you, Lord, that we receive good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into our pockets in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on. You know, it doesn't have to be money that could be your priority over God, too. There are other things that people serve, particularly themselves. Go ahead, you guys. Oh, if you'd like to give via text message, you can get to VCHL and the amount you want to give, 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we just have to needle a little bit.
Sure.
You know what I mean? We just have to shake people up and make them stop and think. And not just be, whatever you want to do. I watched a show last night called The Hill. Have y'all seen it? So the guy's pastoring the church, and the lady on the front row is spitting out snuff in a can while he's preaching, and the guy over on the right smoking a cigarette in the church. Now he rebuked them, and so they kicked him out. Y'all see that? It's a good show. Now, he had some wrong beliefs. He didn't want his son to go after what his son knew was in his heart, but he changed eventually. But think about that. I mean, dipping snuff in church. I mean, it just seems odd to me that in our generation, we wouldn't think about doing that. You wouldn't think about coming here and lighting up. If you did, we'd light you up. Now they kicked him out, but I have good news for you. You can't kick me out. Praise the Lord. Go to Genesis 26, please. If I rubbed you, good.
Amen. Thank you for it.
Because we're not going to tickle ears.
Amen.
We're about doing the truth.
That's right.
Serve God. Make him number one, because you're going to have everything you've ever dreamed of.
That is right. That's the way.
Amen. Everything you've ever dreamed of. It'll happen. Genesis 26:1. You ready? This is Spirit-led part two. Perseverance. Genesis 26:1, there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. You know where Gerar is? That's Gaza. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For you and your descendants, I will give these lands." Any questions? "You and your descendants, I will give you these lands. And I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give you your descendants all these lands. And in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." So, there's a famine in the land. God said, stay in covenant boundaries. This is where I put you, so stay in covenant boundaries. Got it? Okay. Now, so Isaac stayed in nowadays Gaza, Gerar. And so Isaac didn't do what he thought best. He was heading to Egypt, right? He's heading out. God says, wait, stay here, and I'll bless you. So he stays there. So we're talking about then being spirit led. And if you didn't see Wednesday night, you need to go back and see that. We have a soul where we are a spirit. We have a soul and we live in a body. Spirit first. You are a spirit. God leads us through our spirit, Your spirit on the inside. God is leading you that way. He's not leading you through your mind. Mm-hmm. He's leading you through your spirit.
Right.
So that's why you have to be born again. When you're born again, your spirit lights up. You become alive. If you're not born again, even if you believe in Jesus, if you're not born again, your spirit's not alive. You have to be born again, you have to say words. You have to confess and believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, and then you'll be saved and you'll go, pooh, light speed will hit that dead spirit and you'll be alive and you'll begin to flow, right? Okay, so we're spirit led, and then the Holy Spirit communicates with our spirit, and we have an inward witness or an unction, or we get revelation, right? So the Bible calls your spirit your heart. When you see the word heart in King James, that's what it means. Spirit. All of the forces of life come from your spirit. Fruits of the spirit, gifts of the spirit, wisdom, and of course the three major faith, hope, and love. And so when we feed the word of God into our spirits, it helps us discern between soul and spirit. When you have enough word in you, you are able to recognize, that's me.
Yeah.
That's just the enemy talking.
Yeah.
You can tell when it's the spirit of God. So if you can't tell, eat some word. Amen. Get some word going. Listen to some preaching. Read your Bible out loud.
Yeah.
Amen. Hebrews 4:12 says the word of God is living. It's living. Yes. And it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit. See that? It divides them. It says, this is this. It's a discerning tool. The word will help you with that. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the what? What's heart?
Spirit.
The intent of the spirit then. It goes, oh, huh. Okay. Now, so the enemy wants to distract us. And so for faith, he uses questions to distract you. Why? Why did sister so-and-so die? She was such a good faith person. Why did this? Why didn't I get the job? Why am I this? Why? With hope, it's disappointment. You used to get disappointed because time, things don't come. You get disappointed if for some reason you're told no and you get disappointed, and it is a distraction. With love, it's offense. You get offended. That is your distractor. You're called to walk in love, but you're distracted because you'd rather give somebody a, yeah, praise the Lord. So all of these are distractions, and they'll put you off course. So Isaac had distractions. It was a famine, and so he's put off. But when we read on here, we see that he obeyed anyway, and it really helps. So look at verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him, empowered him to prosper. That's what blessed means. Empowered him to prosper. And the man waxed great, went forward, and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks. He just didn't know that that prosperity message was of the devil, did he? For he had great possessions of flocks and herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. Being led by God paid off. So what's distracting you? 15. For all the wells which the father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with dirt. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. So Isaac's getting so big, the people don't want to handle him. Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gaza and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which, listen to this, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. So now Ike is going and digging the wells. He's digging out what the enemy filled in, okay? He's going back and he's digging out his father's wells. Got it? Okay. Now, he reopened his father, the well his father had dug, and restored the names that Abraham had put on them. Okay. Now today, we spiritually speaking, we're doing what Isaac did. We are contending for the great awakening. We're contending certainly for this country, for Israel, but also, church, for the nations of the world. We're contending for the vote to be done correctly, no cheating. We're contending for righteousness to rule in this country. Those who cannot be bought, as we spoke of, we're contending for the salvation of billions in the world. And that's just the short version. But please do not think that we're just a small group. So what can we really do? Because I have news for you. 12 people became 120, and they turned the world upside down. And so our prayers, what we're declaring, what we're saying, what we're prophesying here affects the world. It affects this city. It affects this state. It affects this country. Praise the Lord. Now, if you would, please go over to Joel 2:23, and I want to show you something about the end days. This gets exciting to me. Joel 2:23. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know, when you're turning in your Bible, Pastor Keith Butler says, give me three hallelujahs. And so everybody goes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's real cute. Praise the Lord. By the way, Mr. Butler has churches all over the world, including the two countries that I'm about to travel to this year, Italy and Switzerland. And who knows, maybe I'll run into some Word of Faith believers there. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Woohoo. All right, are you there? Joel 2:23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And it shall come to pass that I will pour, drop down to verse 28 now. Got it? It shall come to pass afterward, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Daughters? Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days I will pour out my spirit. Got it? Okay, now, it said the former and the latter rain. Now, evidently, the former rain, they might have been having some drought or something. Wasn't flowing like they wanted it to, or it had stopped. Listen, you know, it got filled in with dirt. Just, it didn't, but you know what I'm saying. But now, together, they're happening. The former and the latter rains together. They're happening. And so things grow up. Great things grow up when you get a former and a latter rain. When you get the old stuff and the new stuff together, when you get the old anointings and the new anointings together, then things start to happen differently than they've happened before. You know, the glory of the Lord comes up through you, but can also just fill an atmosphere all by himself. Brother Copeland said when God created the earth, he said, he put us all in this big bag. We're in this big bag of glory. Do you ever think about that? We're in an environment. We live in it. That's why what you say matters. That's why you better not be quiet. Amen. You better be loud about God's stuff. Now, so right now we're contending for the former and the latter rain. So the Bible says Isaac reopened his father's wells and then he dug his own. So the herdsman in the area, would claim that the wells were theirs. Oh, that's mine. Oh, that's ours. Those are ours. So Isaac would move and he'd dig another well. And so what's he doing? He's persevering. He's persevering. If he gets a no or he gets something, he's like, I'm not letting you trouble me. I'll just dig another well. I'll just keep going till you dig another well. Till I dig another well. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Shelley, if you don't get a check in the mail and the cow ain't putting any milk in the pail, go dig another well.
Right.
Amen. Pick up your shovel and dig another well. Mm-hmm. We've all heard it many years. Praise the Lord. Perseverance. 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 Amen.
Amen.
So he keeps going. Isaac kept going. Eventually the haters came around and wanted to make covenant with him. They started going, you know what? This guy, we better get on his side. You're going to watch that happen. You're going to watch that happen. Why? Because God was with him. Because God's with Hector. Because God's with Ronnie. Because God's with Rhonda. Because God's with you. Because God's with Salvador. Because God's with you. God is with you. God is with you. Amen? So in order to have the great awakening, we need to reopen the wells that were dug before us. And there have been great anointings, that great moves of God, and people that moved in great miracles, and we've seen it. And there have been times when we ourselves have participated in some moves of God. I have some good witnesses back there almost the back row. Linda's here with us today, and of course, Loopy and Art, and the kids, when they were little, we were in the move of God around the Toronto Blessing time, the Pensacola time, and it got brought to our church, and boy, we had some what we called carpet time. Praise the Lord. I mean, God was moving, and the church began to change at that time. It was a marvelous time. It was really something. But I meditated. I want you to catch this, because this is something that I believe will put us on a path. The Lord said this to me. He said, there were not only great people. And then he just kind of was kind of naming, giving me thoughts. He said, you know, Oral Roberts, Catherine Kuhlman, A.A. Allen, Brother Shambach, Amy Simple McPherson, Marie Woodworth Edders, all the people at Azusa, you know, all these people. But he said this to me, actually. He said, there were not only great anointings on people, there was great anointing on houses, on the houses of God. And he says, a lot of people don't pay attention to that. But whew, I felt it. There are places, and he says, I'm going to tell you, one was when Brother John Osteen, his Lakewood church. Now, his son's done marvelous, and now you're going, yeah, it's way bigger than John's. But God mentioned him to me. He went around the world. He loved world evangelism. But the Lord mentioned him to me. So there are these wells of houses that we can glean from, as well as these anointings or these mantles or these wells that came from the prophets and the people we knew, Brother Hagin and so on. Hallelujah. Praise God. So does that ring with you? Can you get that? So I would just say to you, if you'll receive this, that there are properties where people prayed, even right here in our area, that are portals. And people aren't even aware of it. Whew. There's little towns on the map. Little places on the map. There's people's property on the map where there are people praying. And God is still hovering for words to be spoken and open the wells. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I believe, this is coming right off the Holy Ghost right now, there are entities or businesses or ideas that the dirt got dumped in back in them and they never happened, that are just ready for you to redig. And you better take that right now. Right now. You better take that. There are victories that people wore. They knew what they were doing. This is just coming right off the spirit, that if we dig them, we're gonna reap and bring forth, not just us reaping, but what the world can reap off these things. You know, it's certainly the ministries, it's certainly the houses of God, but it's what you do in your ministry. The little baseball player was just as anointed as the father preaching. Maybe a little more, because he knew more truth. The father was a little bit religious. No, he was a lot religious. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, we should contend for the opening of these wells. You know, there are moves of God that we should contend for. The Jesus Revolution did wonderful things. Pensacola, the Toronto Blessing, the Wells Revival, let's back up, Azusa Street, and many others. Many times God moved. During the charismatic movement, the Jesus Revival, our Catholic brothers and sisters received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, as well as as Baptist. I was a Baptist, and that's when I came out at the very end of that movement. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit at the very end of it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. What was happening? There was a draw. The well had been dug out. It was uncovered, and we could sense that pull. And many, we have Catholic brothers and sisters in this town right now that pray in the Spirit. Yeah. They float. We have Baptist brothers and sisters who do the same thing.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So, let's get to this. Great and mighty things are going to be happening. But they're not going to happen because God decides to do it. That's the problem. People are like, when's God going to do it? He's going to do it when you pray it through. He's going to do it when you say it. At the very beginning of this service, we actually said this. It was right when Nina was singing that song. The Lord spoke to me and actually said this. He said, the devil wants you to be quiet. But if we'll say something, if we'll open our mouths, every time you catch yourself just being shut up, man, grab it and start talking. Start amening. Start saying. Start praying. Start praising. Start doing something. They say if you're receiving the word of God when the preacher's preaching, you have an open womb of your spirit if you're talking. Amen. That's when something's happening. It doesn't mean you have to be loud. You can be quiet or you can be loud too. It doesn't matter. So, praise the Lord. God's not doing this. Well, I'm going to bless this church, but not this church. He's not choosing. We're choosing. We're choosing. Will we have the glory? We choose to contend for it. Back in 1942, God moved on Kenneth E. Hagin to pray a certain way, and I'm going to read you what he said. In English, he prayed, Lord, thank you for the gifts and the manifestations of the Spirit, the three revelation gifts, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits, the three power gifts, faith, working of miracles, and the gifts of healings, the three vocal gifts, prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Lord, we have ample manifestation of the vocal gifts, and we have ample manifestation of the revelation gifts. But it seems to me that there ought to be more manifestation of the power gifts, faith, gifts of workings of miracles, and gifts of healings. And so I pray that there will be greater manifestations than we have ever seen. After he had said everything he needed to say in English, he said, I prayed everything my mind knew to pray. I trust the Holy Ghost who lives inside me to give me utterance to pray about this and anything else God wants me to pray about. I trust the Holy Spirit. Then he'd spend the rest of the time praying in tongues. Okay? He prayed every day, day after day, for the last 2 weeks of November 1942 until February 23rd, 1943. So 3 months. And on the 23rd, the Lord began to talk to him. And he told him at the end of World War II, there would come a revival of divine healing in America. It started in 1947. So he told him ahead of time. It was the easiest thing to get people healed. Now we saw some of that even in the late 70s and the 80s. We saw some of that still flowing. And then, of course, we've gone back and redug the wells of revival, you know, and looked at the different things that happened. I've watched the old A.A. Allen tapes and just Brother Shambach. I got to attend. Deb and I have been to his tent meetings. You have too, haven't you? Been to Brother Shambach meetings. I'm telling you, they'd put a dude that, what was it called? The wall of fire or the tunnel of, yeah. And I mean, you go through that thing. It was the power of God was so strong. People just get healed. The dead were raised. Of course, you know what happened with Brother Roberts. He laid hands on people and I mean, he, for hours, and you know the story of Little Willie. Amen. I don't know. All I know is I'm supposed to get healed today. And little Willie got healed. Even after Brother Robert said the anointing had left him. But little Willie got his healing. I mean, it was so easy. Then Brother Hagin was a part of that. Just healing, manifesting, just healing. It was the easiest thing to get healed. The easiest thing. It's the easiest thing to get healed. It's the easiest thing to get healed. It's the easiest thing to get your healing. It's the easiest thing to get your healing. It's easy. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe the same breakthrough can happen today. If we stay in prayer until we get the victory. Pray through. Persevere. Persevere. You know, sometimes we'll work and work and work and work and work. We'll get up at 7 o'clock and work to midnight to finish a project because we're going to persevere with these two hands. We can do it. We'll make it. We'll get it done. We'll go after it. When it comes to prayer, I prayed for 15 minutes. And you even have help when you're praying because the Holy Spirit will kick in and pray through you. Praise the Lord. We have to stay with it. If something doesn't happen soon enough, you never want to give up. We cannot give up. Not in this day. We cannot give up. Brother Hagin used to tell the story about this man. I love this story. He said that he was an oil man and he had made his fortune in oil and he was digging oil wells and stuff, but he somehow things got bad. He went broke. And so he said, well, I'm going to try one more time. And he started digging a well. Here we are digging another well. He started digging a well and he spent all the money he had on this one oil well and he didn't hit anything. And he talked the banker into giving him enough money to dig 50 more feet. And when he dug 50 more feet, he hit a gusher and it made him a multimillionaire. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. You're 50 feet away from a gusher. You could be 50 words away from a gusher. You might be 50 prayers away from a gusher. You might be 50 steps away from a gusher. But you're right there. And the devil knows it. And he wants you just to shut up and be quiet and sit back and not do anything about it. You're so close. We are so close to a well blowing open in this house. If we will just open our mouth, praise God with the praise team, pray with the prayers, come to church to worship, come to church to pay attention, come up here to do what needs to be done, we'll have it. Jesus' name. Oh. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I thought she's coming down here to prophesy. She might be back in a minute. That girl, God gave her the gift of interpreting whatever comes to me. So amazing. I'll say, the Lord showed me this. And then the interpretation. Have y'all noticed that thermostat? The interpretation will just roll out of her. Thank you for that, Lord. Praise God that we can work as a team here. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen to me. I'm getting excited. What would happen if that guy quit? He'd have been broke. He'd have had to go become a vacuum salesman or something, vacuum cleaner salesman or something. What if he would have quit? I'm telling you, your best days are right in front of you. And they're in the spirit realm right now. They're in the spirit realm right now. And you just keep going and keep stepping and keep praying. It's more about what you're praying and saying and giving than it is about what you're actually doing. It is. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich and he adds no toil to it. Yeah, we're going to go out and use our drills. We're going to do all that, yeah. But we're going to do it with the word backing us. I'm telling you, you are so close. You are so close. If you'll persevere, if we'll persevere corporately, we will blow open a well that people will come and drink from for the next 10 years.
Yes.
Should Jesus tarry that long. I'm telling you, we are. We are that close. If we won't just sit back on our flesh, if we'll stay in the spirit realm and say yes and amen and move forward, we will help change thousands of lives.
Yes.
Thousands of lives. Because healing will be all over this place.
Yes.
Healing will be when you're in your car. People be knocking, roll your window down. What is it about you? I need you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth. I've already been in moves of God. I've seen this. You come out of these things shining like a bright light. People can't resist you. I mean, you're humming. Oh, I'm telling you, this is where we are. You lay hands on the people you're working on there. Those of you that do that, I'm telling you, God is in you and on you, but it's going to increase. We have to persevere, and I got to persevere with this message right here.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. Now, here's what I need you to get right here before we close, okay? Pray through. Look at somebody and say, pray through. Look at somebody else and say, pray through. All right. You'll know when you prayed through. Here's how you know. You'll get a note of victory. You're gonna get a note of victory. You're gonna sense it. This is important, church. So, you're like, I hear you right now. I hear you right. Well, what's a note of victory? Well, you might laugh. You might go, there it is. You just know. You might start praising the Lord. You might start singing. Something else when you pray through and all of a sudden you're like, that's it. Now, most of us that have been in meetings with Billy Brim and Lynn Hammond, we know what that feels like. We'll pray, and we're praying through it, and it may take 10 minutes, may take 30 minutes, but all of a sudden, it's like they're like, we got it. You'll know when you get it. Pray through about things, about these kinds of things. And I have to say right here, when it comes to faith, and you're believing for something, a bicycle, you're believing for a bicycle, what do you want to believe for? A truck. Okay. So we're believing for a truck today. All right. And we're believing for a bomb-a-doodle or something that burn-a-doodle. Okay. That's what one of the babies wants. It's a dog. Okay. So you're going to ask the Lord first if you can have it. So ask the Lord first if you can have it. Then you're going to sow a seed. You're going to believe you receive, you have it. You're going to take it, and then you're going to thank God for it until it gets here.
Yeah.
Till it
matters.
That's all you do with stuff.
Right.
But with people and glory and moves and manifestations, keep praying.
Yeah.
Keep praying. Keep moving. Keep believing God. Amen? Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. There must be action on the earth before heaven can move. Amen. So on the subject of prayer, I'll just give you this too. Two verses are inclusive, totally. One of them is John 15:7. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. That's very inclusive. Get the word on the inside, be abiding with God, be his friend, be close to him. You'll know his will, and when you pray, you'll pray the right thing and you'll get it. That's what Jesus did. Does God want Irie to have a truck? Of course. It's a desire of her heart. She needs wheels. Come on. She can't ride those mules to town. Come on, Festus. But with people, they'll get a revelation or get light, but then they might... So you got to work on it until they break through their well. And then you see them all showing up until they, you know what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. And with the move of God, there's things to break through. Now, the other verse would be, well, let me just say this about if you abide in me and my word abides in you, the entrance of God's word brings light. Okay. And then, of course, the other verse is Ephesians 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we're praying. When we partner with a ministry, we're not just partnering with funds, with money. We sent the $10,000 and now there's already $2,000 more to send to the Hammonds. But I wrote, Pastor, a note and I said, we are committing not just to, send funds to build these churches, but to pray, which is more powerful than the funds. I'll just tell you that. Amen. And so we're contending for that. Now pray all the time, in every season, on every occasion, and pray with every method of prayer. And listen, persevere. Don't quit. Don't quit. Our job right now is to contend for this age. And yes, we do it physically. We vote. Some of us run for office. We man the voting places right now. We're contending for America. We sign petitions. We should see them. We do all those kind of things. One of the big things that we need to do, and I want to mention it right here, is we need to make available people understanding the ballot. Now, we understand who to vote for, but we need to understand what those propositions mean. Because last time, people signed away a lot of things. I'll just tell you that because they didn't understand what they were voting for. And so, eyes of our understanding be enlightened. These are all things that we do. We want to take care of these things. And by the way, now we won't tell you how to vote, but we will tell you how to interpret some things if you want to know. We do what we do to reach the gospel. We do that too. We're doing that right now to reach people for the gospel, win the lost. And we can use different kinds of things. We can use, social media, servant evangelism, street ministry, prayer, those kind of things, church meetings. But prayer, I'm telling you, prayer moves mountains. Prayer is the place to start. And Jesus said in Matthew 9:38, pray therefore for the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. So pray, because God is not going to send the laborers unless you pray. He's not going to send, he is the captain of the angels as well, Jesus is. He's not going to send angels to go pick up your finances if you don't pray. You want proof? Go read James 5. It says your wages were crying out for you. Your wages, your wealth is crying out for you right now. But you've been sitting there not saying anything. Except maybe, well, I don't know why we will have to work so hard and make so little money. Blam, 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 blammy. When you could be saying, money, get up and come to me. I've got gospel to give to. I've got things to do. We'll help with the poor. We'll help with this. We'll help with that. We'll plant churches. We'll give to Kevin and them's deal. And that's what I call it. Highland Lakes Crisis Center. We'll do whatever we need to do. But you can't do it if you don't call it in and get it.
Yes.
You waiting for land? Call it. You know what I want to say right now. Don't call. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, we'll close with this. On February 5th, we're going to begin our fast. And we're going to be joining other churches in Eagle Mountain and many other churches and churches around the world. And we're all going to fast until February 25th. Now, do not fast water. You hear me? You drink, and we're not fasting eating either. We're fasting eating something, whatever God tells you. Give up sugar, give up a Coke, or give up whatever. And don't give up smoking and drinking if you don't smoke and drink. If you do, I would advise you to give that up anyway forever. Now, and don't fast to lose weight. Not this time. You probably will, but don't do that for this reason. We're doing this to move us closer into the Spirit so that we can hear God say what He wants to say and contend for all these things we talked about, and I'll give you a list of them, the awakening, America, Israel, so-and-so, so that we can be moved in the right direction and so that we have the power to persevere, because a lot of times, you know, we get out of slot on that. And the reopening of wells. Reopening of wells. We're going to see prophetic words come to pass here and around the world. So here's a few questions just to ask yourself. Am I praying according to John 15? Are you abiding? Church, it's not hard to abide. Don't get religious about this. Just as you're going along in your day. Thank you, Lord. You get in your truck and you're by yourself for a minute, or your car and you're by yourself for a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Da, da, da. In fact, Wednesday night, I'm going to give you the characteristics of a spirit-filled person. Because things keep coming out. Amen. And it ain't devil stuff. Amen. But just ask yourself, am I abiding? Do I go for long periods of time and I don't even think about God? Just start abiding. Just say something to him and he'll start telling you. The Lord just speak to me through the day and say, pray for so-and-so. And I'm like, I don't know who that is, but okay. Yeah. Or pray for this, pray for that. I was praying for Gloria and I didn't know anything about her. See? And then Linda came and told me about Gloria down in Lockhart. Okay? So whatever he's telling you to pray about. I feel like I need to say this to somebody, so you take it if it's you. You're fishing in the wrong hole. You're going after things you don't need to go after. You're just doing it. You love it, but you need to make sure God will bless you with what you want, but watch out that you're not spending and wasting your time on something you shouldn't be doing. So if that's you, you take that. Everybody look straight ahead. Okay. Now, am I persevering? Quitting. Don't quit. You keep quitting, you keep losing. Okay, I'm going to say this to you. Some people, we're still real early, so some people have a quitting mindset. Let me show you what I mean. This is important. I wanted to get to this. If it doesn't work out, I'm out of here. Do you hear me? If it doesn't work out, I'm out of here. Let's see how things go, and I'll tell you whether or not I'm going to participate. I might just pull the plug. You're going to lose. You're never going to see the breakthrough because you're always in that quitting attitude. It's already a mindset, and you're already 80% in the hole of it probably isn't going to work out, so I'm leaving. It probably isn't going to work out, so I'm not investing. It probably isn't going to work out, so blah, blah, blah. You see what I'm saying? If you have that quitting attitude, come on out. Come on out. Get into perseverance. No, I'm going to commit. I commit to this thing. I commit to it. How's that baby doing?
Good. She's good.
Is she moving around there? Hey, girl.
She's listening.
Praise the Lord. She probably knows my voice. She's heard it enough, huh? Amen. Do you have a quitting mindset? You're losing if you do. All right. Commit. Am I praying in the spirit long enough to get out of my flesh? You know, it could be Honda, Mitsubishi, Motorola, Scandia. Utamata, Utamata. Okay, I got to go. Are you praying enough to break through? Well, Pastor, I don't have that many tongues. If you keep praying, you will. It'll start rolling out. It'll start rolling out. It'll just start coming. And then you'll hear it's things in English. Amen. Praise the Lord. And are you praying in faith or are you begging? Are you trying to make a deal with God? God, please. Oh, God, if you just will, I promise. I'll be in church every time the door is open. You lie, you fry. Yeah, me too. If you just do this for me, that's not how God works. He answers faith. Hey, church, he can't answer begging. His pathway is faith, is love. That's what it is. He's locked into that. He can't even hear that other stuff. Now, when you cry out in faith, he does. But he's not into let's make a deal. Amen. All right. Are you praying through till you get the victory? Start watching for that. Amen. Y'all receive this today?
Yeah.
So, Father, we thank you for teaching us to pray and getting the answers. We believe we receive what we say. And we thank you for raising up an army of believers who will pray through to the victory in Jesus' name. We're opening the wells in the name of Jesus. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. You know, God corrects those that he loves.
He does.
Take corrections like directions.
Amen. Well, that's good.
Don't get your old feelings hurt about anything.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they might hurt because that's the soulless realm. But you can just tell yourself, oh, it's just my feelings being hurt. I'll get over it. Right?
Yes.
Right. Your emotions are built to relate to people, relate to God, and tell you what your problem is. Because if you will ask your feelings, if you'll say this, why did I behave like that? It'll lead you to why you behaved like that. Amen. And it'll have something to do with your emotions. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like that, but it's still the truth. Amen. They're secondary in making choices. You make choices by the word of God.
True.
If you don't, every time you get mad, you'll be gone.
Yeah.
Every time you get sad, you'll lose. Every time you get a pain, you'll be dying. Amen? Amen. Can't do that. Can't go there. Amen. You have to fight the good fight of faith sometimes. Amen. Sometimes you're in pain so bad, you're fighting the good fight. And the devil's saying, I got you now. But you just keep persevering until you come up out in Jesus' name. Have people stand with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You'll come through. Just get a don't quit attitude. Just get a don't quit. I'm not quitting. I'll get this done. I'll make it through. We'll open these wells.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for fresh anointing on the people. Thank you for the blessing on the people. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you for opening, 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 opening in Jesus' name. Divine recovery. Pursue, overtake, and recover. Pursue, overtake, and recover. Pursue, overtake, and recover. Open the blinded eyes today, Lord. Open them in Jesus' name. Let the rivers flow in the name of Jesus. I keep going back to this. You are so close. You're so close.
Yes.
Years ago, I heard this story about this lady. I can't remember who the people were, but maybe you'll remember. And there was a blizzard. And this is back in the days where people were walking or riding horses, okay? And the lady kept a lamp on. She was waiting for her husband to get home.
Uh-huh.
And you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad blizzard.
Yeah, bad blizzard. So she keeps going out and she's waving the lamp. Waving the lamp, and he doesn't come. He doesn't come. He doesn't come. Finally, she decided to give up. She went and went to sleep, woke up the next morning. He was 6 feet from the door, frozen. He couldn't find his way in the blizzard.
She quit.
Don't quit. Keep shining that light. Keep waving that. The people you love are going to come in. They're going to come in. Keep shining that. Just keep waving that lamp. They're going to do it. They're going to see. Just keep shining it. Don't give up on them. Don't give up on them. Don't give up on God's mercy. Don't give up on God's love. Just keep waving that lamp. Every one of them will come in. Every one of them. They won't be the frozen chosen. They'll come on in. They'll come on. Just keep going. Keep going. Don't give up on a person. Only give up on a person if the Lord says stop praying. But if he doesn't say stop praying, you keep going for them. Don't give up on America. Well, we might as well all go in the rapture right now because America's finished. They're going to blow it up next week. No, they're not. No, they're not. No, they're not. I actually saw headlines yesterday that Mr. Biden has decided he would be interested in closing the borders. Now, that's a miracle right there. Now, he's trying to make a deal, but praise God, 350,000 people came over the Texas border in December. It's time for us to do something about it. So don't quit. Keep praying. Keep believing. And believe for the ones that came over that they get saved, healed, delivered. And if they're going to stay, they do it right. Become the right kind of voters. Become righteous voters. And turn this country around.
Glory to God.
What's wrong with that? And listen, are you ordering from China? Well, listen to me. Every time you get something from China, your brother or sister in China could have been making that. There are holy people in China. Just because the government is corrupt doesn't mean everyone's corrupt. And so if you do get something from China, pray back the blessing. Say, whoever made this, I declare in the name of Jesus, instead of us all just rolling over into this ditch. We hate all the countries. They're anti-American. We have brothers and sisters all over the world.
Yes.
We're going to win this world.
We are gonna.
And we've got our foot in the door right now. Kosovraste, boso kotan. I saw you with a, you know how you put a stamp on a deposit? I saw you with that, and I saw a long line of people, and you're just stamping their heads. You're just stamping their heads. They got the mark of victory on them. Not the mark of the beast. The mark of victory on them. In Jesus' name. You're just stamping them. You're just stamping. They're just coming in. And see there? I'm going to interpret now. You're changing their minds. You're changing their minds in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 I'm going to give you the best name it, claim it miracle that you've ever seen. And you can laugh all the way because it's going to be the greatest and the best, says the Lord. You said it out loud, so I'll deliver out loud.
Yeah. Wow. There you go.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. God is good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Really, really, give me your hand. Give me your hand. Give me your hand. Really, 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 really close. Really close. Really, 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 really close. Really, really, really close. Really, really close. Really close. Don't give up. Really close. Really close. Not one level, three levels up. Not one level, three levels up. Not one, three levels up. Three levels up. Three levels up and then on up for seven in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. The Lord would say you're a bridge builder. You're a connector. Get ready. You're going to make great connections. You're going to connect people, and you're going to connect to new people. In the next 6 months, you're going to see the extraordinary in your life. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord. I saw you, it's like you filled a pool, and it was a big, beautiful blue Caribbean type water pool, and people were just walking in and falling face forward in it. Just falling face forward in this beautiful pool of the anointing. Just falling face forward into it. Just giving in to what God has put in your hearts for people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, that place that you love, there's a place that you love. And I'm keeping my flesh out of this because I remember you telling me this, but I hear this from God. That place that you love, begin to pray about it because I'm going to open a window and do miracles in that place that you love. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Okay, now, just here before we go, that anointing's right there on that places thing. Now, I want you to tell me, a few of you, we'll go as fast as we can. There's somewhere in the world that you love besides right here. It warms your heart. Tell me where it is. Okay. Okay, hold it right there. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, thank you for Alaska. Open in Jesus' name. Thank you for the assignment right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I heard Rome. Grazie. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the assignment in Jesus' name. The wells of glory in Rome in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Prego. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now I come back. I heard someone say my heart right here. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, right now, take the assignment. Open in the wells in Jesus' name. Send in Holy Ghost laborers in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Okay, give me three more.
California,
in the name of Jesus, pray it through. That's a beautiful state. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for opening wells there. Woo. Think of the former wells in California. Azusa Street, Amy, Woodworth Edders. Gosh, we could go on and on. Azusa Street. Many, many. Thank you for that, Lord. Things to be dug out in Jesus' name. Nancy's there. Brother Bill is there. Who called out Hawaii? Oh, yeah, okay. Father, we thank you for that assignment in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that she'll pray and persevere, dig the well out, send in Holy Ghost laborers in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Hawaii. You know, Hawaii's on one of his top on my list too. Not the very top, but I prayed for Hawaii for, I bet, 25 years now. Thank you. Huh? Utah and Idaho? Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Open those wells in Jesus' name. We rebuke all the religion in the name of Jesus and release the power of Almighty God in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Israel. Who said Israel? All right. Geez, it's almost like you've just been there. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Okay. In the name of Jesus, opening the wells. Thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name. We thank you for the anointing to pray it through in Jesus' name. This is serious now. We're not playing. Wisconsin, in Jesus' name.
Brother and sister, receive Jesus.
In Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Yes, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand up, church. Glory to God. God warms your heart about places and you love them. Like, I love, St. John in the Virgin Islands. I love that place. Think about running away to there sometimes. But I can't quit!
That's right.
Right? I love Israel too. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Father, thank you for angelic activity in the name of Jesus. Angelic activity. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Prayer people, I ask you to see if you'd notice what anointing from a particular well was in the room. Tell me who it was. Could you sense it from a person? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. All right. Nobody knew. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well,
seen Brother Hagen.
That's it. That's it.
Okay, wrote down all the faces of the tree that
He said it. It's Brother Hagen. So Father, we thank you for word and anointing for healing.
Yes.
Jesus' name.
Yes.
We thank you for what he prayed for. What he prayed for.
Right.
That those power gifts. We receive those power gifts. The power gifts, workings of miracles. Don't just limit that to just healing stuff. There's miracles, there's healing miracles, but miracles can happen at your job. Miracles can happen with your finances. Miracles can happen. That's what's 50 feet away from you right now. Keep digging, keep persevering. Not with ease. With these. The Lord told me that. He said the anointing of Brother Hagin will be with you this morning. And I've sensed it the whole time. I haven't talked like him. Sometimes people say I'll walk like him. But he's, I've sensed that type of anointing because the word is piercing today. The word has been piercing today. Little Brother Copeland in there, but that's every day. So thank you for it, Lord. 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 New things. New things. Absolutely new, good, good things in Jesus' name. Amen? Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. This family is so important to God. You're so important to God. God has called the whole family for such a time as this. You're so called. The anointing on your life is so beautiful. You have such calling on you. Sing, 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 sing. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. People that are full of the Spirit sing all the time. Thank you, Lord. From glory to glory, He's changing me, changing me, changing me. Sing it. Who's singing it? Nobody know it? Okay, here it is. Watermelon, watermelon, water. We're off TV. Go ahead, watermelon, watermelon. It's, anyway, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. He is changing us. That's one of Billy's old songs, you know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Chris, time to put on new stripes. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you for it, Lord. Persevere. Moving forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. What do we say here? Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen.